about the place where cows are staked off hen for milking.
Pasture.
Well, then when they drive them up from the pasture.
Dairy.
Okay. What about an area outside the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Would you call it a stocking?
I suppose you might. Some people call this a cow gap or a cow lot or a cow pen or something like that.
Oh, yes. I've heard it called a cow pen, a cow lot, too.
Okay. What do you call a shelter and enclosure for hogs and pigs?
A hog pen.
Okay. And could you describe one of these?
Well, all I know about them is just a little place to fence it in and put the hogs in there and put the trough in there.
Okay. Well, then how big would a hog pen be?
Well, it's according to how many hogs you have.
Okay. And what kind of shelter would the hog pen be?
Well, I've never seen any shelters, Bob.
So they just have to fence it?
They just like it in the open.
Okay.
Mostly cows do that, too.
Okay.
They turn them out in the pasture and let them go to the ring and stay under the trees if they can.
What about a place for milk and butter?
Milk and butter? Now, wait a minute. Dairy.
Okay. And what would you call a kind of farm that specializes in milk and butter?
A dairy.
All right. And what about a processing and distributing plant for milk and butter? Would you call that one too? Like Stallings or Annette's?
Dairy.
Okay. What do you call the outside area where the stock is kept or fed?
Pasture.
Okay. And what about
grazing land?
All right. And what about the area right outside the barn where sometimes they're kept and fed?
Might be a special name for it, but I don't know.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody weeds cotton with a hoe? You say he's...
They're hoeing.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term chopping cotton?
I've heard it.
Well, now, does that mean to weed?
Same thing. Hoed it. Hoed it.
What are some kinds of grass... Some undesirable kinds of grass that sometimes...
Weed?
Yeah, that grows in a cotton field.
Weeds.
Okay.
Something else.
Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people use or used to use?
You mean made out of pine boards?
Yeah.
Maple, cypress?
You've
seen that? And then the wire fences.
Well, now, what about these,
concrete fences, brick fences?
Are you familiar with the kind of fence that fits together at the corners like that? So
I'm familiar with them, but I don't know what they are.
Have you heard people talk about rail fences?
Yeah, rail fences.
Did people use them around Savannah?
Well, I don't think they were using them around Savannah, but I have seen them up in the country.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about a little wooden fence that has a point up at the top? The little
picket fence.
Okay. Are these put together with nails?
Yes. I guess some of the people might have wired them together that didn't have nails.
Uh-huh. And are these used in Savannah area?
Well, there's some places that did have those picket fences up in Savannah, but I don't know that they have them now.
Uh-huh.